Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to the C.J. Miller Show on N5D Radio. I'm your host, C.J. Miller, also known by some people as Claudia. And I am so excited because I'm here tonight not only with my favorite people, my listeners, but also with one of my close friends, a wonderful lady who you guys have heard before. She's a shaman. She's an energy healer. She is a psychic medium. She is Christine Northrup, and she's on the show with us. Please welcome Christine. Are you here with us, Christine?
Hello, Claudia.
Well, hello.
CJ, I'm like, what should I call you?
Well, either one. I always put that in because some people don't like the CJ. Some people like Claudia,
yeah.
You know. So
well,
either way, I'm multiple, you know.
I mentioned both names.
You did, didn't you? You actually, I mean, some people listening to the show might have tuned into the show where I had you featured, Christine Northrup, Shaman of Saratoga. Now we're doing this show together, and this is our first installment of the show about Saratoga. It's called Diving Deep in Saratoga Springs. Or I believe we just called it Saratoga. So, because basically this is about this region of New York, but it's just because this is where we are at. And I believe that it's so important right now for all of us, especially light workers, to be kind of grounding out the energy, to be staying put where you are. And if you're not supposed to be where you are, follow your inner guide to go wherever you're supposed to be. But when we're here, we're supposed to be grounding in, building community, and especially high vibrational community, and just coming together on the show with you, Christine, I'm so happy. Like, you know, we're already power of numbers, this power in more than one, so to come together in community, and I just love what you do. And, you know, Christine is not only a shaman who has been trained by people from, you know, great shamans from Peru and other people, right, from different parts of South America.
Mm-hmm. Ecuador.
But you, yeah, and we can talk about that a little bit on the show to give people a bit of a background on you, because you're one of the people that I'm going to be featuring in the show today, since it is about the healers and the light workers and facilitators of this area that are drawn to the Saratoga Springs. But you're also, how do you want to call yourself? How do you want to represent yourself for today's show? You know?
Well,
you said something to me before the show.
Yeah, I think the word using shamanic energy healer, I like that.
I've
trained with shamans, but I, you know, I don't want the word to be too overused. It's a very powerful word, and I'm honored to have worked with amazing shamans, you know, from Peru and Ecuador. And, you know, I know we all sit in a circle and we're all equal. I feel that. And they feel that too. You know, they're great teachers, but they're right there with us as well. And I don't know. The shamanic energy work, I think, is, like, so important to what I'm doing. That is what I'm doing, you know? So I think you can call me whatever you want.
Well, you
shaman,
know, it's interesting.
Shaman, energetic healer, medium,
okay.
You know.
Right, psychic medium,
mm-hmm.
shaman realtor.
Ghostbuster.
But, It's Ghostbuster, exactly. Well, it's really funny that we're talking about this right now because you know who I'm seeing in the chat, and maybe this is who was on the line, is our good friend also works as a shaman but does not want to use the name too often, is Matthew Bueno.
Matthew. Oh,
who I have a show with next week. I know, he's my old friend, people. You know Matthew Bueno, my main squeeze here on the radio. He's going to be coming back next week, of course, not Lucy. You know, you're his beloved wife, but you're just talking in a radio sense. Matthew, I'm trying to look and make sure. I'm pretty sure that this is his number with us today, which is so funny. Matthew, we haven't talked in an age. She knows, silly. Oh, she knows. Good. He's saying in the chat room. That is so cute. Good. Is she listening? I hope she's listening. Lucy, we love you. And I was thinking about you today, Matthew. I was thinking, are you going to come on the show? So that is so funny.
Is he in the,
so what
the,
are we
the
gonna,
an outer yeah. plane? Because I don't hear him.
He's not on. He's in. Do you want me to say hi? Do you want me
to bring him
in?
Oh, he's messaging you. Just tell him I said
hi. He's messaging me. He's in the chat. I will.
Yeah.
He's actually in the phone. He called in. We could have him come on and say hello. But before we do, I just want to finish with what we're going to be talking about today and just kind of set the intention for the night. But I love that he's called on because that is an issue that you both can come to some sort of agreement on with the shamanic piece there and not misusing the term. And then we have more people calling. This is so exciting. So this is basically, I mean, to me, this show is important because we all live in our different areas. Matthew, he lives in a very great healing area of Mount Shasta.
Mm.
We also, and where I met him is at the Mineral Springs, which is a place of great healing. And we were just talking before the show about we have mineral springs here in Saratoga, and that's why a lot of people historically were drawn to this area. Native Americans also have a lot of places around this area that they called home for the power of the healing waters here. But we're definitely going to be looking into that tonight. And what is it about certain areas that draw healers and light workers and sensitive people to the area, and what keeps them there? And it's really important for us to talk about that and bring our own community together. Right now, we're co-creating community, fifth dimensional community right now as we speak. So do you want to add something to that, Chris?
Well, when you talk about the waters, they are just some of the most powerful water here. I mean, it's each spring has a different characteristic that the natives would use for different healings. There's one spring, and I don't have the names of them in front of me, but that helped any trouble with eyes. Another one, trouble with skin. Mm. You know, and it was funny, before I was thinking, I was like, Claudia, we got to go on the tour of each spring. You know, I've gone, but I haven't, I don't think I've hit every one, and I've been here for almost 17 years.
Because
wow. Places I don't know about, you know. But people are always filling, you know, their bottles with the water to drink, good for the stomach, everything. It's really amazing. So, and that's what I said to you, we have to go to the Roosevelt Baths once a week.
I know.
And we wouldn't have a care in the world because it detoxes us, and the sauna, it's right at our fingertips.
I know. That's the crazy thing.
Yeah,
but
And
I'm
I
sure
think we're
there's
bringing,
people who... What?
We're bringing health back to Saratoga. These are, right now, we're about horses. This is, you know, this is the racetrack season. We're in, there's just so many people from all over that are here, and they're here for the horses. I think after this, you know, in September, we'll get back to our community that doesn't have all these wonderful travelers passing through. And I just yeah. didn't I say that nicely? Come on.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, there's a thing about tourist towns like Saratoga, and people get very, they don't like it. You know, they don't like all the people that come to visit. But it's part of the life that
yeah,
you have
yeah.
to
and
kind
I,
of put up
I don't
with
mind
when you live
that.
In a tourist town.
Yeah, I don't mind mm-hmm. it at all. I just know that there's certain places that I don't want to be. I'd rather be alone or with my small group rather than people not knowing how important mm-hmm. the place is, you know, and just kind of looking because they're curious. So I like a more peaceful time, and that's September. That's when I go back
that's
to
true.
Yaddo.
Yeah, I know. Yaddo is a beautiful place that's it's like an artist's
retreat.
It's an artist
Edgar
community,
Allen.
Artist retreat.
Yeah.
You can Edgar Allan Poe was there. You can
mm-hmm.
you can ask to stay there and get a grant to stay there. There's some beautiful places. I mean, Saratoga's a special place, and we do want to talk a little bit about why each of us are here and what brought us here and what keeps us here. I mean, I'll just say that I moved here about a year and a half ago, even though my parents have been living here in this town for 20-something years. I feel so much better than I did when I lived in New York. So I definitely chose like a place on the correct access point. And I knew that this would be a good place for me energetically in terms of the grid here. But, you know, it wouldn't be the right place for everyone. In fact,
exactly.
you know, people are being shifted to wherever they're supposed to be at this place and time. But I'm so excited to have you on with me because you know a lot more about the Saratoga scene. You're pretty much a native. I mean, you're from, what's the town that you're from, Schenectady?
I was born in Schenectady,
mm-hmm.
and then I lived in Albany because I went to college there. And then mm-hmm. I moved back to Schenectady and then moved to Glenville, which is another little town outside of Scotia, and kept moving north. Actually,
mm-hmm.
and then have been in Saratoga now for almost 17 years.
Wow!
So
something
yeah.
was drawing you here, even from the local environs, which are about an hour away, 40 minutes away from here, the Capital District of New York State. But it's like it is a beautiful place. But obviously, I mean, you were really drawn to healing and that whole vibration. I mean, even to be doing the shamanic work that you're doing, you were pulled to that very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about
of here.
That. And exactly. And here we are. We're both drawn together at a community event. And it turns out we live right next door to each other practically. There's only one person, two people in between us. So it's great. I mean, it couldn't be any better. And still we have a hard time finding time to get together. Isn't that funny?
I know.
So let's just, Matthew is here. I want to bring him on to say hi because I miss him. It's been so long.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there's some people listening who might remember. Matthew Bueno is on my show. He's a regular every other week normally, but we took about a month off. He'll be back next week. Matthew, I'm bringing you on, my man. Hold on a second here. Is this Matthew Bueno? Hello?
Yeah, you have me on here?
Yeah. Hi.
Okay.
You're on the air.
Great. Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Hello.
Hi, Christine.
Hello.
Hey, I really, really liked what you said about being in your energy and really kind of being where you want to be and, like, not being where everyone else is going.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, mm-hmm. in Mount Shasta, we have a lot of those places. I was just talking to a friend of mine. She's from Japan. And a lot of people from Japan come here because they believe that Mount Fuji and Mount Shasta are related. And so I was telling her today when I was massaging her that she has the ability to start vortexes with her energy because she has this tremendous love behind her heart that's really untapped. And I told her to go to a place, it's called Sand Flats. It's where a lot of couples get medicine people, and medicine people take them up there to give a Native American wedding right there at the foot base of Mount Shasta. And there's this huge matrimonial energy there, like a mother, a big grandmother energy. And the great thing about that place is that when you go there and you put your intentions down, you put your tobacco down, you put a song or a prayer, the wind is what you want to pay attention to because that just comes out of nowhere and just starts this big, beautiful vortex of energy that just lifts your spirits there. And you can feel You can feel mm-hmm. that you were meant to be there, and it was just calling to you that way. But yeah, I'm good.
Nice.
As you can tell, I'm full of energy. I just
that was
back
beautiful.
Watching Mutant Ninja Turtles with my son and Lucy's brother. So
nice.
Yeah, but really beautiful. I ran into a friend of yours, Christine, a couple
Diane?
Weeks ago. Yeah, I think it was Diane. She was over here at the Best of Mount Shasta. Me and my dad and my brother opened up for the blessing of that gathering here that was in Mount Shasta. Every year they have the Best of Mount Shasta vendors and different speakers that come here and talk.
Wow.
And so me and my brother and my dad opened it up with a prayer, and I sang
oh, I
a song.
That.
My brother sang a song. Yeah.
Yeah,
she
I
came
saw
up
that.
And she came up to me and she was all red-faced. She goes, oh, my God, you're Matthew Bueno. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my friend Christine in New York, she knows you, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, Christine, yeah, no, she owes me ice cream.
I know. I just have treats with caramel. and they will be there one day, Matthew.
That's right, the candies, I was thinking about that.
I said to her that you did a healing, and I was like, he did something to my kidneys, and, you know, every 2 hours that night I peed. I mean, it was just
That's
like,
great. That is phenomenal.
Thank you, Matthew. It was just like he did something to my kidneys, and I call, I go, and you know, he's in Mount Shasta. Do you know him? And she says, I think so. And it was just funny.
Wow.
You know, she had
Small
been
world.
Here, and she's moved around a lot. So I met her. It was, again, some weird energetic thing, you know, that one of my clients went to a circle, and then she was there. She had just moved here and didn't know anybody. And then my client said, oh, you got to, you know, you have to meet Christine. And then we became friends for the very brief time that she lived here. So,
Okay.
She moved
nice
to Shasta?
Nice
she moved to Shasta
called.
From here?
Well,
Shasta?
No, she
wow.
was in Oregon, I think. Her parents, she grew up there, you know, in Oregon or Utah. I can't remember.
Well, first of all, it's said, the West Coasters say Oregon.
Oregon,
they don't say, Coasters always say Oregon. I don't know, isn't that interesting? I don't know if you noticed
Oregon.
That.
Yeah.
Oregon.
Oregon. And I knew I was saying it wrong, and I'm a little like,
okay.
I can say I'm a little out of
You're
it,
nervous?
But floating, you know, today. But yeah, she's from over there.
Okay, I got it.
You know, and she just, felt
that
she had to go to Shasta. Yeah.
Diane, we'll have to talk about her. She'll have to call into the show sometime.
I know.
She should call in, or she should be listening. But I just want to say I miss you, Matthew. It's been an age since we talked.
I know.
Oh
I know.
God.
I feel the same way. I feel isolated and separated and all those weird feelings when you talk to your friends in New York or Florida for a while.
Yeah,
I know.
And we were going to do a show, and then you were busy moving, and you had all this stuff going on. Yeah, so where are you? Are you, first of all, just to say to people, next week you're back on, right? We're Tuesday night.
Yes, next week,
yeah,
the 26th. Yeah, the 26th. I'm back
yeah,
on.
Exactly. So we're back on with our regular show, guest Matthew Bueno, healer extraordinaire, special shamanic healer, or whatever you want to. Everybody's reinventing their names.
I was trying to explain that to somebody the other day. They were asking, well, what do you do? I said, well, I'm a mixed bag. You know, I don't know. It's like I have a toolbox on the back of my etheric back, and I just reach back there and grab whatever I need for the very moment, you know?
Exactly.
And,
awesome.
And I don't, you know, it's just I'm a special kid, you know, and I have special needs. At least I tell my wife that, and I get away with it sometimes, but not all the time. But you know what I mean? So the energy is always so high, you know, it's hard to really dictate or articulate what it feels like, because when you have that kind of enormous love, it's like Saturday, you know, we had a stupendous lodge at 6 o'clock at night, you know, over at Stuart Mill Springs, and my dad has just been phenomenal. He's just been on, you know. We've been doing like 3 sweats every weekend for people who are coming up for their own private sweats, for their own private people. Then me and my brother go in and we sing songs for them, and then he sings songs. So, you know, we come back feeling just so full of grace after being in that kind of service, you know. Because, I mean, you couldn't ask for anything more than that, to be in service, to be able to sweat and to sing to the people. I mean, that's just, freaking phenomenal. And then on top of that, to come out reborn over and over again, you know, I get rebirth more than a Christian does. But, you know, I'm just saying that because I come out of there feeling really, really good. And then the next day, I feel like God is smiling down upon me, wants me to continue my work no matter what is coming up against me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just tell you just from those last couple of weeks, you know, I've been challenged. There's a lot of challenges coming into my life, a lot of conflict, mm-hmm. a lot of debris, a lot of old karma, a lot of old, called, from scar deep emotional bondages that I've had that I thought I had let go, but there's still some scar in there,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and I've been able to reach that. I've been able to reach that in myself. And lo and behold, you know, what's beautiful about that, once I get able to reach that part of myself, you know, a whole different part of myself comes out. It's like, well, man, now how am I going to explain this? They're going to ask me, what am I doing? Who am I? Oh, you guys are giving me too much. This is just like a party. It's 24/7. Come on. You know, give me a heads up about what you're going to bring into my life. You know, but they don't do that. You know, they're not all about making putting out invitations for any reason. They just bombard you with information, downloads, and codings, and insight, and it's a beautiful thing. But you know, if I wasn't here in Mount Shasta, being supported by my brothers and my dad and this way of life, I don't know where I could have harnessed all this energy. You know,
mm-hmm.
So once it comes through me, I share it with my community. I share it online. I share it on my radio shows. I talk about it. You know, and then it just becomes a free for all. You know, and lo and behold, a lot of times I'll put it on the community and people go, oh, my gosh, that's exactly what I'm going through. But I'm thinking, that's not me. It's just what came through that morning. You know, it has mm-hmm. nothing to do with me. You know, it just came through my mm-hmm. temple. It came through my harness of my energy, my temple, my, you know, my conduit part of myself. So, you know, and my brother, Art, he asked me, you know, he's a Karuk, he's a Pitt River Hoopa and Karuk Indian. And he says, you know, he goes, there's a lot of people that were really upset with you about announcing yourself on the radio as being a shaman.
Mm.
And then I talked to another guy who is a shaman, and his name is Red Tail. He told me, he goes, how come you're not announcing yourself as who you are? And I had to really pray on that. I had to really think about what he said because it resonated with me to be able to walk in my power as I see myself being. And the test is believe in who I am. I carry a pipe, I carry a chinupa, I'm a sun dancer, you know, and I've been gifted with some of these things. And my grandmother told me, she goes, Matthew, you have a gift. And if there's anything in the world such as a sin, is having a gift and not use it for the people. And that she didn't say for the Indian people, she said for the people. So I have to take a look at all that history and look at where I am right now, and it makes me happier to walk in my own power and say, yeah, I'm a shaman. I do this energy work. I'm a medium, you know. I'm a mixed bag. Mm-hmm. I'm a little fruity at times, you know, and I wear clothes that are too stuck to my body.
No, but thank you, because it's so funny that you're saying this, because it's just been this past week, I'm like, what am I doing? Who am I? And, what you just said just did resonate. And maybe that's why I even brought it up tonight, that somehow mm-hmm. you were going to help me with that, Matthew. Somewhere
in the
airwave.
It's not even Matthew's show when he's calling in to do healing for us.
He heard us talking 10 minutes before the show going, I don't know what I am.
You know, Christine, you are a remarkable individual. Your light is a perfect example of someone who is purely unique in her own way. You know,
thank
and
you.
you're like an inner child, a teenager, a young woman, and an elderly all in one piece. You know,
sometimes I feel that way, Matthew.
Your energy shines like Kuan Yin. You know, you just have this tremendous compassion in your words and in your energy and your field. And so it's just like, you know, and my dad says that all the time. You can feel when someone prays. You can feel when someone walks the talk. You can feel when someone does what they're supposed to do on this planet. And you're one of those people, you know. I wouldn't have come on Blog Talk Radio if I didn't see her name go, hey, she's on the radio right now. I want to see if I can get in there and talk to her.
Well, thank you so much. And it's funny, I have Kuan Yin behind me. Actually, I put these little tiny beautiful lights wrapped around her. So seriously, she's over where I'm sitting. She's in my left, over my left shoulder. I just said, hello. And she has lights around her.
I wasn't cheating. I said that really actually from my
No,
heart.
I know. And I looked at her, I was like, oh, that's like amazing, because she is one of my wonderful angels of, I think that's the compassion part that I get downloaded from her and Mother Mary. Those are my, I call them my girls. And Isis.
They're your girls.
They're my girls.
She does have a ton of Kuan Yin in her house. She really does. So when you said that, I was like, oh, my God, look at that. It's Kuan Yin. That's so cool.
Oh, great, cause I got a bunch of coyotes hanging from my wall. you don't get that. Okay.
What was it? Wait, I didn't hear.
Your little coyote? Your coyote?
I got coyotes all hanging out from my wall. I'm a coyote. I got mixed personalities, you know. I can blend into one or the other.
When I went to Sedona probably 20-some years ago, I went with a shaman. And my son and I, he took us all to these places, and I got inducted into the coyote clan. And I was called the trickster from another, and I'm not really a trickster. They say I like to poke people to get them to do what they're supposed to do or something, you know, like to... But I have I have coyote actually in my room with me right now.
The coyote paw thing that you have.
No, that's a wolf.
No?
This is you haven't seen coyote paw. Yet. I have wolf paw and I have coyote skin that my older stepson probably 25 years ago gifted me.
Oh, wow.
And we didn't know where he was, and he showed up 2 weeks ago.
Ah, that darn coyote. So what is the thing about the coyote? It's the trickster? It is the trickster animal? Totem?
Well, the coyote is a trickster, but also he's a life changer. Because he's a poker. He likes to bring out humor when there shouldn't be humor, right?
Yeah.
He's able to change his skin and jump into different tricksters all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of insight that he comes to, but also you have to really feed the one that feeds your soul more. Because in a trickster tradition, there's like, you know, there's one or two or even three of them inside you in your spirit, if that's what you're carrying. And you're going to have to define and discern which one is actually working for you and working against you.
Right.
You know?
The one you
so
feed.
It's just, yeah. Yeah. But, you know, I learned to talk to them because I have to tell them. And you go, no, I'm really not going to say that right now. And then you usually go away. Thank you. Yeah, thanks. You know, because if I don't take control, they'll just say things and I'll end up hurting people's feelings. And I'll laugh and think it's funny, but it's not. You know, and then so I get to really pay attention to that discernment, because coyote is strong medicine, but it's also, it could also be, if you're not in your heart and in your consciousness and you're just playing coyote's role, then you're not going to have, you know, the real meaning behind what coyote medicine is.
Exactly.
You know.
And it's very, very interesting. And my, somehow the numbers or something, I can't even remember, Maladoma Somme, I don't know if you know him, but he does a lot of work with the elements, and I did something with, his name is Toby Christensen, he's a drummer, and we were sitting around, everybody was giving their birth numbers or whatever, and I sat there, and he said, so who didn't get a designation like teacher, healer, you know. So I raised my hand and said, you know, me, and it was the trickster. So I not only had the coyote, but I also had it in my birth number or whatever. So, and I understand what you mean, because sometimes, Matthew, when I say something that I'm going, uh-oh, inside voice, outside voice, you know, so.
I totally understand what you're saying. Oh, that's scary. Okay, go ahead.
I said that out loud? That was supposed to be inside my head.
I need that. I need that because my friend Lainey tells me I have Tourette's of the mouth sometimes. She's like, oh, my God, Claude, you just say whatever is on your mind. Oh, Tourette's, you know, it's pretty bad.
Oh, definitely. Oh.
Yeah,
that's
but
funny.
You know, apparently on the radio people think I'm nicer. One of my fans even said to me, he's like, "You're a lot nicer on the radio, a lot sweeter."
That's cold-blooded.
Like, I was like, maybe you don't think I'm so sweet. No, I know. But, yeah. He still thought I was cute, but I don't know, maybe just be quiet kind of thing. I didn't know. Maybe
okay.
I have a little coyote in me because I do that, too. I have that thing. I just say, but I think it's me. Maybe it's not me.
Maybe you do. You sure sound like you're talking about coyote right there. Yeah.
I never thought about that. I just thought that was like the Gemini in me, the twin, the other part, you know. But I'm sorry. I want to get in on this, the coyote energy here.
Well, let me ask
you
a question.
That's
awesome. Do you find yourself itching in weird places, Claudia?
itching in weird places? Yes.
Okay, never mind.
I do get itchy.
Well, well, it's not coyote.
Oh, was that a bad joke?
I'm just kidding.
Inside voice, Matthew. Inside voice.
Inside voice.
Yeah, well, who said that?
I'm just going to gloss over the itching aspect. I just want to say hi to some people. I'm going to say hi to some of our friends in the chat, you guys. Look who's here. There's Ravinder and Gemini Moon and lots of other cool guests who have not said hello, but we're saying hello to everyone. Hello.
Hello.
Gemini Moon, she understands the Gemini issue. Gemini Moon was at, her name is Teresa. She came to an event that I went to. We hung out, and so did Ravinder. So these are like my friends from Canada. You guys got to meet them. You got to meet that whole group. Even though they're not all from Canada, we went to Canada. So, but you know, you're so funny, Matthew. I am so happy that you called in to share this wonderful coyote and other energy with us tonight. It's been like too long. I definitely, hearing you makes me miss you more. I'm like, oh gosh, it's been so long. But we'll come back better than ever next week. But I definitely. Yeah, but it's so sweet. I mean, even just the way you came on the show, the way you announced that, the whole thing about the energy of sand flats, which I've been to, and I didn't realize it was like a wedding area for Native American.
There are 16 vortexes that just brand new. I mean, they've been there forever, but they just activated themselves the 23rd of last month.
Oh.
And so there's a whole new vibration here happening on Mount Shasta. And I think that's what it's keeping some of the smoke. And you know, there's just a lot of weird smoke energy. There's a lot of fires up here right now. Today was more smoky. It's more smoky today than it has been in quite a while. And you can really smell it when you get outside and you can see it. You can't see the mountain. It's kind of shaded away. And there's this energy that's around the mountain right now that's really lifting up all our burdens and all our remorses and all our insecurities and all that self-judgment and everything else. And what it's doing, what is so great about it, and I'm saying that in a good way, and what's so great about it is that it's making it known to you. You know, sometimes you don't know what's wrong with yourself. You don't know where it's coming from. You don't know how it got there. But now you do. It's like breadcrumbs. It's showing you the way inside yourself. So you can just ask for it to be dissolved, put away. And then you can find a solution and follow that. Make that first step towards that positive growth, that change in your life, and follow that. And as soon as you follow that, God's going to meet you halfway and give you an experience to take you to the next level. So these 16 vortexes that opened up, there are more people, even though the smoke is here, being attracted to this mountain. There are more people here in Mount Shasta and Wee, California, that I've ever seen in the last 10 years that I've lived here. It's just a phenomenal.
Wow.
So everyone's saying that. And so, you know, there's just this change, you know, marks a lot of the changes that are happening and some of the foretold futuristic things that the Indian people, the Native American people, the Shasta Indians, the Wendu people have been talking about here. You know, there's a lot of shifts happening. And the shifts are going to be really great and really good. But if you're not aware of that, you know, and you're still working a 9-to-5 job and, you know, you kind of just hear about it like, you know, right, left field or something, you're not going to be able to get that. You know, so I think more of us, like you said, Claudia, are being called to go live in certain places to bring that out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that can be pretty awesome.
Yeah,
wow.
I'm definitely going to I just know I'm going to Mount Shasta, hopefully within the year. And I really, really need to go hug a redwood. I have to. It's like, I have to. So I feel that for sure. I want to feel I don't know, I keep dreaming about them. So I was like, all right, I'm going to go. Their root system, to go to the underworld and then all the way up high to the upper worlds. Oh, yeah, I got to hug that baby.
Someday we'll be going out to California. Maybe we'll be going to a Matthew Bueno retreat.
Ooh.
That'd be awesome to have you here, man.
Yeah.
Learner, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
That would be great.
We should definitely do something like that.
Or maybe you should just get a bunch of some of your great people, some of your great friends, and bring them all together, and we'll have a private lodge with my dad.
That would be awesome. Yeah, let's
do that. Oh, sweating and everything and the singing.
Yeah, on each other.
I sound like so long
ago.
And the singing.
Oh. I love it.
That would be awesome. I would love that. We have so many cool things to talk about, and I think you definitely brought in some energy from the West Coast. And also, I think it is important for us to be holding the light in these different parts of the world, of our country and of other countries, like people standing tall in these different areas. And then we're connecting the lights. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that Helene and I used to talk about. And now Helene's all the way out in Kauai, and so we're all, you know, pinpoint the lights really getting brighter and brighter. We will make a trip out there.
Yeah,
I see
this triangle. It's like Seke lines, Matthew. I don't know if you know, like the grid lines. We call them Seke lines, and I definitely feel that connection. So imagine our little dot here, Matthew, and then Helene. In Hawaii. It makes it like pretty, very nice triangle.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. I like that too.
I do too.
Well, guys, I just got the cue card here that it's dinner time, so I got to get inside.
It was so wonderful talking with you, and we will talk again.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Lots of love.
Miss you guys.
Lots of
I love you guys. And catch you soon.
Love you too.
Love you too, Matthew. Love to Lucy and your little ones. Okay.
Yes,
take care, sweetheart.
Sure.
We'll see you next week. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yep, I'll be
awesome
on next
blossom.
Week.
Awesome blossom. Okay.
Bye.
All right.
Bye, Coyote.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye. Lots of love. Bye, Coyote. All right. Matthew
cool.
Bueno, everyone. So that is the famous Matthew Bueno. Anybody listening, you can go into the archives through Matthew Bueno's website, which is ascendedmasterangels.com, or you can go through wholearthhealing.com, which is my website. And I might have to do some updating, but I have most of the shows that I've done with Matthew on there, very easy to access, because sometimes people have difficulty going straight through Blog Talk to find the old shows. We also have the old show that I did with you, Christine, which was, I guess, about 2 months ago. Probably 2 months ago now.
You know, I was trying to figure out how long that was. It was like, there goes summer.
I know, time goes so fast.
This just flew by. You
know, let's speak a little bit about the energies, as Matthew was talking about that. Firstly, I think it's so exciting that he mentioned that there's all these vortexes that are becoming activated in Mount Shasta. Because I'm sure that stuff like that is happening here. And we just would have to tune in. And I wonder if you could open up tonight, and we might be able to ask some questions about that. Open up to your guidance, if it's possible. And maybe we could ask some, we could just kind of see if we could find out anything about the energetic vortexes in this area. Because I do know specifically that I've heard that Lake George is considered to be a stargate or a vortex. I'm not sure
and
if you've
Saratoga
heard that.
Lake. Saratoga Lake is one too.
Oh, really?
Right across. Oh, yeah. There was.
That would make sense.
In the past, I don't know if it's been recently. I know Danny and I definitely saw something. But there's a lot of UFOs that people have seen. And it's surrounded by, of course, Native energy as well. But the activity, I remember Danny and I were like driving, and we looked, and I looked, I said, did you see that? And it was this light, and then it went, you know, just flashed, and it was over Saratoga Lake. So that was a few years ago. Yeah, so I definitely know it's there. So we're very close by, and you're on it all the time.
Yeah, I know. I should be on it all the time because I'm a rower who has not been on the water in a little too long, although I did something tonight, but not really.
Yeah.
I'm a little out of shape, I have to say. But not too bad. I'm still looking good.
No, that will come back.
Yeah, that'll come back. Somebody told me, my friend Rav, who's in the chat, told me she loved my arm. She's like, oh, I just love your arm. Apparently, I still got it. My arms are doing okay. I don't know. But let's talk about the healing now, people. No, seriously. See, this is what happens. Matthew came on and he infected
us
with the
gigglies.
It's the coyote. Because now I get that giggly energy, and it's just like the high vibration. But this is perfect because this is where we want to be.
Yes.
Because, as we know, and we were talking about this before the show, there have been some heavy, some would say dark energies bombarding the populace, the collective, as of late, especially in the last couple of weeks. And, you know, I was able to go away to Canada for a couple of weeks and actually be in such high vibrational space with my friend Franco Di Nicola, going to his retreat, staying at his house with his wonderful girlfriend Kimberly, meeting the coolest people, Ravinder one of them, Gemini Moon another, Teresa, some of my awesome friends, if they're listening, Evelyn, she's not Eleanor, I called her Eleanor the last show, but she's actually Evelyn, the wonderful Evelyn, and I'll always remember that. I was going to say never live that down, but the truth is I'll always remember her. She's wonderful, and she's about the same height as Lainey, so the two of us is like a foot height difference, but she's a beautiful girl, and then her daughter, I met the coolest people, her daughter Allie, Cameron and Scott, some fans of the show, David, the guy that said I was not as sweet in person as I am on the radio, but I still love him anyway, and his friend Jim. You know, it was great to meet up with some people. I'm telling you, this was so healing for me to be in this community of high vibrational people. People just so happy to see each other and to come together in that space that's all about healing and releasing old programs and aligning with your true self. And yet, we have to come home to where we're from. Mm-hmm. And the key is to be able to bring that energy back here, and like you were talking about the Seke lines, you know. So going, for me, it was going to Toronto and the area around there, around Lake Ontario, meeting up with these very high vibrational, loving people, and then bring that energy back. But inevitably, whenever I came back, I would have some problems. It was not easy to come back into the dense 3D reality, even of Saratoga, which is much lighter than New York City. So I've been feeling it, and I have to keep my vibration high, keep thinking good thoughts, keep thinking the best of people, not falling into blaming other people or judging other people, because it's very easy to do that when you're among the average populace, because I think that's the energy we're being bombarded with, is of separation, of, you know, the ego. And it's very easy to get caught up into that blaming, judgmental energy or feeling less than or better than. Now, I don't know about you, Christine, but I know you said it hasn't been the easiest week for you. So what do you think about the energies that are going on?
Well, I know after talking with a few other people, we've been having some sleep disturbances. And it's like you're sleeping, but you're awake. And it's that astral dreaming, I guess, or lucid dreaming, you know, where you're in between worlds. And when you're doing all that work at night, you wake up kind of foggy because you haven't really slept or, you know, you're in and out. But amazing ideas have been coming into my head, you know, of things that I want to do or should be doing. But at the same time, you know, questioning, am I doing, I don't know, am I hanging out in the mundane world too much? You know, and that's the world where I'm not in my, well, I would hope to say that I'm in my shaman time, my shaman world all the time, but that's not the case. You know, there's that other world of, I'm not going to say reality because it's my reality when I slip back into it. But I was a little concerned this last week, and then I realized, wait a minute, something's going on in the universe. There's a big, something is making us remember different things of who we are, who we were, and who we're about to be. And so that's why things got muddled, because it was all like mixing in to one another. And when you said earlier tonight, before, you know, when we had that slight the chat, you said, "Oh, there's these dense." You know, I don't like really calling things dark because I just think it's dense. Well, no, I mean, I just want people. You know, we say it sometimes too. Mm-hmm. You know, but
yeah,
it's definitely. Well, you know what? It feels dark because it screws us up. And you're like, what the heck? Mm-hmm. What is going on? You feel dark. I think that's the thing. And there was a lot of sadness last week going around, and people were talking about depression. And this was a common thread going through, it had to be millions of people, and saying, you know, this is a problem. And so, as empaths and sensitives, we pick up on all that. We pick up on all the other things people are feeling. And we have to mulch it into our bodies and put it into white light. And this was a trap. This was definitely one of those weeks where we were doing a lot of mulching for the common collective, I guess you could say. But then after I spoke with you, I was like, aha, it's more than me. And two or three different people today said the same thing, that they were going through something. So all I know is that this too shall pass. And I think that should be something we always think, you know, that the ups and downs are our heartbeat. If we were not having these ups and downs, we'd flatline and we'd be dead. A wonderful teacher taught me that. He was a wonderful kahuna, and he taught Hawaiian energetics. And I looked at that now. I always think of that. Well, his name is Rick Pono, and he says, this is your heartbeat. And just remember that. It comes and it goes, you know, up and down, up and down. And not that you're the roller coaster ride of life. When he says up and down, it means that you're not always up or down, but that you have events in your life that trigger these things. So I hope that makes sense. And
certainly,
it's riding them, right?
Well, it's riding the wave. I mean, you know, it's interesting because the work that I've been doing in this whole time with the shift, but especially in this last month, has been trying to, you know, with a lot of stuff with Franco Di Nicola, who I also have a show with, and you've listened to the show, and then I actually had him on my show last week with a bunch of cool friends, and the week before, other cool friends, we talked about it. So I've been in the Franco mode, the Francoisms and this and that, but he talks about it, and I really identify with this. I was riding the wave. You want to get on top of the wave and ride the wave. You don't want to be standing in the waves. I mean, you could be, But if you're standing in the waves, when the wave comes,
you get
to
smacked.
Hit,
they hurt.
Yeah, you're going to get smacked down. You're going to get your face pushed in sand. And you know, you're going to come out a little red and scratched and maybe even get pulled out to sea. You know, you
oh,
get messed
yeah,
up.
I definitely want to be on top of the – when you're riding them, you're on top
yeah.
of them. I don't want to be sucked
I know.
In.
Exactly.
Absolutely
I want
not.
To ride on top. And
yeah.
you know, a lot of us talk about it, getting a higher perspective or kind of like – you know, being like a hawk and getting up higher, you know, getting that higher perspective or looking down on
energy.
Things from above.
Mm-hmm.
It really, or an eagle, it really
mm-hmm.
does help. I like the idea. For me, I know that there's a huge wave that's going to come in on September 21st, the equinox, and people are talking about the shift. And it's already been, like, it's building up to that. And that's why... people are trying to help him. You know, James Fu has these energy papers that he's been developing, and Antonia
mm-hmm.
Hoggins is helping him promote that with Masterpiece Life. We did a video about it. Actually, there's a video that I have out. I got to put it on my own YouTube channel, but right now it's on Antonia's Masterpiece Life channel on YouTube. I actually did it in person with them, and we talked about the energy. And he's trying to bring people up to James Fu, Sifu, trying to bring people up to 528. And I gave you some of the stickers,
say,
Christine.
Oh, yeah, 528, mm-hmm. 528.
Mm-hmm.
And 528actually, when I was wearing
yeah.
the stickers, I was having a lot of that lucid dreaming.
Oh, wow. You see, I wish that I was more of a seer. I think I have to – I guess I got to take more of your classes to become more of a seer. I feel very – I'm very much a grounded person, and I feel things, but for me, it's been just a lot of releasing of stuff, like Matthew was saying, all the things he's been going through. Like, I'm glad to hear that, because I felt like if there's anything left in me, it was coming out. Any of the old programs about love or whatever it is that I have been coming up, and, you know, then there was, like, a full moon recently.
Mm.
There was a full moon.
The power
so
moon,
that just
yeah.
intensifies everything. but what do people do? You know, what can oh, my gosh, I forgot to say, we have a friend of ours that called in, another healer from
uh-huh.
Saratoga, Christine. There's several of the five in the 518, yo. They're calling
oh,
up in
nice.
All up in the show. And but one of them is someone that we actually know very well, our friend Sherry Barslow, who's
Hello,
also
Sherry.
A shaman and a healer. And I'd love to bring her on the show right
Yay.
Now. She is one of the people that we're talking about in today's
She's our
show.
People.
So she is our people, and she is so cool. And this will be her radio debut, so check it out. I hope this is the right number, so let's see. Hello, is this Sherry?
Did you turn me on?
I did. You're on. You're live. The CJ Miller Show.
What?
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Oh,
I've been
hi.
In.
She
pushed the button.
Ooh, that's so exciting.
I felt like a
How
little,
are you?
Little Davic entity, like, listening to you and not, you know, being able to sneak and listen. I'm doing very well. I'm actually just came out of session. With many
oh.
of the things that you ladies have been discussing.
Oh, that's funny.
mm-hmm.
Of course.
Just feeling a lot of the lucid dreaming this week as well. Absolutely.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm.
Let's just do a little introduction for the people in case they don't know you, because this is your first time on the show with us. But we'd love to have you back as a regular. Sherry Barslow has you have a website, don't you, Sherry?
Oh yes, one that's aching to be updated.
no.
I think I don't even enter the new age yet.
That's our that's our motto, Sherry.
Yeah,
gotta
really
be updated.
I know.
Or downloaded
Mine too.
Or something. It's luminousenergymedicine.net. Luminousenergymedicine.net.
Beautiful. It's a beautiful name, luminousenergymedicine.net. Because Sherry is actually the first person I met in this town, Saratoga, as a healer through a crew connection, which is so funny. Who knew that rowing would bring me together with my people? I was asking my guides. I'm like, please connect me with people from this area. I want to meet my people. And then when I met you, oh my God, I felt so at home with you, Sherry. And this mutual friend we have was probably like, here's two crazy chicks. Let's hook them up together. You guys
sounds
are like
good
each other. Not that you're crazy. You know, I'll just speak for yourself, right? But she made some excellent gluten-free brownies. So, you know, of course, I was not going far. I was staying close to this girl. And so such a beautiful spirit. And then you had an event at your house with the Lama Rinpoche, who's a Tibetan Lama who is actually from California right now,
mm-hmm.
and you always bring him in. He was there for a week doing healings, and there was a bonfire, and I come to that, and who was there but Christine and Danny, who are like my next-door neighbors, and you know, it's long story short. We've also done some other things. Sherry and Christine did a wonderful class together on working, strengthening your intuition. Was that working with your
mm-hmm.
guides? Mm-hmm.
Awakening
your intuition.
Yeah. Exactly, mm-hmm. awakening your intuition. And, you know, you can also go to Christine's website is, why don't you say what it is, because I think I'll mess it up if I do.
I might mess it up, too. And it's being updated. It's shamansaratoga.com.
Shamansaratoga.com. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now you know the sites. Check us out while we're talking. Get to know us. So, Sherry, so what kind of sessions are you? You're also a massage therapist, and you do energy healing as well, of course, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I just have a lot of fun. I do. I'm a licensed
yeah.
massage therapist, and I have been through many studies, many with Christine or similar ones, to Christine, and then of course we, you know, we each bring our own journeys together when we connect.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been on the shamanic path for a long time, even long before I knew what the word meant. People said to me, "Why, you're having classic shamanic experiences," and I thought that I should go and find out what that really was. So it's been a beautiful journey. Yeah, amazing teachers. Please.
What is a classic shamanic experience? Is that a loaded question?
Wow, or a conundrum. Actually, I don't know if there is anything definable, because it's really a beautiful experience that's far beyond everyday, ordinary language. What I meant by that was that I started doing breath work. It was called by a beautiful Australian healer named Kamala Hope Campbell. And it was connected to, you know, kind of a something that jerked off of the holotropic breath work. But it was about accessing the wisdom of the heart, using the breath to open up the body, to enter into this deeper awareness. And when I started to do this work, I immediately had these animal teachers coming and bringing me their medicine. I didn't know it as such, but, you know, as soon as I would start to breathe, they'd pop in, they'd ask me to get into their body and look through their eyes, and off we'd go, and they'd start teaching me. And I thought everybody was having these experiences. And, of course, everybody received exactly what they needed in the ways that they needed to, but it really propelled me forward onto this path, saying, you know, it felt so familiar. I felt completely alive and expanded and yet at home during these experiences. And they were very healing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow.
then I, you know, I certified in that so that I could, it's very empowering to journey for yourself and to be able to access that wisdom, a different kind of healing and completely complementary to receiving a healing with someone facilitating that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. I can imagine. Do you have anything to add to that in a complimentary way, Christine, since you seem to be shaking your head?
Make sure to compliment me, Christine.
She's like listening. She's like, mm-hmm.
Can you hear me shaking my head? Yes, yes. Is it jiggling? No, it's no, she's right on, you know. It's just sometimes you look back at certain experiences now and you have those aha moments. So, and Sherry's path brought her, you know, to so many different places as mine did. And then I love how Sherry and I met. We were like lovers across the room. I saw her and I was like, who is that woman? And oh my, she has the same bracelet I have.
Which is a special bracelet, right?
Yeah, our Peruvian bracelet. And, you know, that was it. Our eyes met and we fell in love.
Oh, it wasn't just, that is so sweet. It wasn't just like what's that fancy jewelry store in New York City that a lot of the ladies like? It wasn't like a
Tiffany's.
A Tiffany's.
Oh,
it wasn't
Tiffany.
A Tiffany's
yeah,
bracelet
don't have
that brought
yeah,
you together.
This is my Tiffany's. Yes, it was the Tiffany's of the Andes. Exactly. And I just said, we both said at the same time, I know you, you know, and that's that's another amazing feeling when you meet someone who is kind of where you're at, I guess you could say. And you just know, like, the eyes are like the story to the soul. And I'm seriously, when I said, when our eyes met, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been friends since. And just, it's just wonderful to have that community. Because before I felt like, you know, I was the lone shaman here. Sherry's introduced me to other people, and then her other, you know, I mean, it's just like, so we've extended. It's been wonderful.
Mm-hmm. It's growing. And then they told two friends, and they told two friends, and so on, and so on, and so on. Only people our age would get these pop culture references from the 70s commercials. So, but, I mean, the cool thing is that I really wanted to do a show. I've been telling people since I met people at your event, Sherry, and then even at the other the class that you guys had at your first of all, Sherry has the coolest Mongolian yurt in her backyard where she does her healings, that we do our classes in there. And
I'm
very nice
in it
outdoor.
Right now. And it's its own spaceship. It's its own spaceship.
I'm sitting right in the center of it.
So cool.
Nice.
Oh, that's beautiful. Live from the Mongolian yurt in Saratoga Springs.
Ready for takeoff.
Should I throw something?
Yeah. Let's have a little Tibetan throat singing. Oh. Actually, Sherry is a great singer, and so maybe you could do a little singing on a show one of these days. Love to have you. She's also an actress. Maybe we'll get a little song and dance out of her. Well, I don't know about dancing on the radio. I don't know if you were listening.
Pull out the tattoo.
I don't know if you were. Yeah, get out the tattoo. I don't know if you were listening to the show earlier when Matthew Bueno was on with us. He was talking about coyote energy, and it just really brought up the laughing, the giggly energy in the. In our space here that we're co-creating. So I'm still a little laughy. So you'll have to excuse me. But
excellent.
It was good,
to laugh. It relieves. Yeah. Laughing is literally the best medicine. Makes everything just go away.
Yeah, you know, I feel so much better. And this is the great thing about doing this show is that I didn't even know, and this is what I was going to say before about the Saratoga show. Like, I've been telling people since I met you and the whole group of people that were together your place, and then we've been getting together with the meditation group. I'm like, I'm going to do a show, Saratoga Spirit Scene, I was going to name it. Now I don't know if I'm naming it that. It seems to be diving deep in Saratoga, because for me it's really about that diving deep into the self, into the heart of the matter, and knowing the self. And, you know, through that we're also knowing the other, and this whole idea of oneness. And it's, you know, we want to get to know ourselves, but like you were saying, Christine, it's so important to have that feeling of being met and feeling like you're not alone. And, oh, there's another. There's Sherry across the crowded room, the beautiful woman over there who I'm in love. You know, and it's a platonic, of course, you know, you're two lovely ladies. It's a friendship love. But there is that feeling of when we meet somebody that we feel like we know them. And mm-hmm. I've been having that more and more lately with my beautiful Canadian friends, who I'll probably bring down here one of these times, and also some of the Americans that come up there with us. There's a few of us from United States. Gemini Moon's one of them, Eleanor, and me and Scott. The whole crew, I just won't name everybody every time, the U.S. folks. But we're all coming together. I mean, it's and this is what I really want to do with the show, is bring together more and more people in this area. And Sherry, you're like, to me, an example of that. You're such a community person. You really bring together diverse communities of spiritual people. And I wanted to ask you, how is it that you got into doing that? How did that sort of come to you?
You know, life just unfolds, right? I told someone, they told someone. Now, I've had these beautiful friends come into my life here, and who have brought people and said, would you host? Would you open your home to these people? And that's our joy. You know, I have two children. I love, once we moved mm-hmm. from New York, we lamented not having a diverse community of people to connect them with, and so Spirit brought them to my front door, these amazing, beautiful teachers from Ecuador and from Tibet, and I was just emailing about some teachers from Peru today to bring them in. And so, mm-hmm. you know, lo and behold, my husband and I get this glint in our eye, and the next thing we know, there's a Tibetan, mm-hmm. a Mongolian yurt in our backyard, and it's a perfect place to gather people. You know, you build a fire, and people gather around it. Mm-hmm. And plus, both Christine and I really love to do ceremony. It's inherent in the work that mm-hmm. we do, and it's also you know, a deep expression of our, it offers an opportunity for deep expression of gratitude and of our prayers and our heart's dreams upon the earth. And ceremony can be a very private and extraordinary experience that way, but it's so beautiful when it's done in community. And mm-hmm. we can support each other in our dreams, and we can, you know, the power of intention grows exponentially that way. So it's just a natural unfolding. I feel very called mm-hmm. to groups these days. And I think it's just an invitation of my heart, and Spirit answered.
That's beautiful. And I know you mentioned to me how it kind of came about before when I met you, and it's nice to hear that again. Like, you just wanted that, and you actually had the space. How did you get the Mongolian yurt, though? I mean, other than blinking and that manifesting.
<there. laughs>
I'm sorry.
It is kind of like a little spaceship. We're not quite sure where it goes while we're asleep. you know, I love being in circle, first of all, and yurts are round. They, inherently create that vortex of energy. And I had done work in yurts with various teachers, and my husband and I have a deep love of Tibetan culture, and so we were just playing around with the idea of a yurt as my office. Honestly, I had an office in a beautiful space in a town close by, but it was not easy for me to bring people outside of the office to connect with the earth there. Or if we needed today, I took my client. There was something, we were doing some divination with some objects from nature, and there was something that was really needing to be honored in his shadow. And I was like, let's take this out to the fire right now. We could do it. You know, the outside was there. So the yurt, having it as my office space and my workshop space, has created great opportunity to work closely with the land and the spirits of the land. And once again, it just naturally forms a circle of community. So the whole Tibetan part is just that we love that culture, and my husband Googled yurts, and this one came up, and we knew we were in trouble.
It's a beautiful yurt. I mean, very stylized, the painting on it, the Tibetan-looking stuff. I don't know. I don't know what they look like in Tibet, but it looks very authentic and cool.
It is. Yeah. It's a lot of... it's from Mongolia, but a lot of the symbology is Buddhist.
Right.
Symbology like the shells and the flowers. If I could share, it's a beautiful story how it...
Yeah.
This gentleman started to sell them. He actually is based out of Canada, and his company is called GroovyYurts.com.
Oh.
And but the beauty aspect of the story, in addition to all of my encounters with Eve, has been goes back to the fact that I believe he was a truck driver, and as his act of kindness in the world and charity, he brought school supplies to the Mongolian children. And I learned through him that they happened to be one of the highest literacy, they have the highest literacy rate on the planet of cultures, the children that are, you know, on the Mongolian plains. So being a trucker, so he followed his heart is really where I want to go with this, and offered his gifts, bringing these gifts to Mongolia. His trucks were empty on the way back, and eventually he started to create this fair trade business. And Eve, I'm sorry if I'm messing up your story, but he... eventually moved from Europe and settled in Canada, and now he sells these all over the world, and everyone benefits from it. The people that receive them, the people that create them, and, you know, he's grown a very beautiful, prosperous business just by following his heart.
That's so cool. I'm actually, that's awesome. I'm looking at the website now, and I put it on in the chat, groovyyurts.com. Very pretty, too. Pretty website. You know, this is a cool thing for people to have, you know, how else do they find out stuff like this? How many people do you know have a yurt in their backyard? I don't know
one.
A lot.
I know one.
And she's here tonight. Oh, it's so nice. I'm so glad you could call in. You see, I knew it would work out. I didn't even really set it up ahead of time for people. I'm like, oh, if you want to be on the show, call in. Just like an hour before the show, so I'm so thankful that you could call in. And could you have some time? Can you just hang out with us while we take some calls or talk? How long do you have?
Sure.
Tonight? Okay, great.
I wanted to say Sherry's connected to the water here too. And I think that's something that we really should be, I think that's something when you're talking about the healing of Saratoga, that just keeps popping into my head. And Sherry and I have talked about it since we went last, October. that we need to go and have another bath, and just go to all the beautiful sites. And anyway, I look forward to that.
I actually feel like the waters are calling to us in a new way.
Oh, definitely.
Like Christine, I had lived here for, calculating my kids' ages, like 15 years, and always was aware of the waters and knew that they were sacred. You know, it was sacred land, and that the Native American people had really honored and benefited from them. But I... it wasn't until about 2 years ago, there was a Women's Day celebration, and the waters just channeled in, and this chant started coming through that was connected to the waters and to the women and the water and the healing. I really feel like the waters are, maybe they're aware of the consciousness that's ready to receive their gifts at a new level now.
Yes.
But I feel like they're really speaking up.
Wow.
Definitely.
That's so
That's
cool.
That's my water tale, and I'm sticking with it.
Do you know the chant? Can you share? Did they tell it to you?
Yes, they did.
Do you want to do it? Can you share?
Come on. It's beautiful.
We'll do a tiny bit.
Well, it just happened to have a rattle.
Woo,
I have one out rattle with you.
Ladies
I,
and gentlemen, we're having some
rattle.
Live shaman music. The ladies.
You just happen to have a full orchestra behind you.
We
have many.
Fun.
Yeah, our rattles are an extended part of our arms.
Okay, great.
Well,
here we go.
The words are there right now. Mothers and daughters, won't you feel the healing waters moving in our direction? Fathers and sons, we are the holy ones moving through the heart's direction. It's calling, we're moving through the heart's direction, flowing, and it goes on from there, but it just came from the water.
That's awesome.
Woo.
I love it.
Woo. Yeah, yeah. You have a beautiful voice, Sherry. I've heard you do a little thing, but
thank you.
I love it. Moving through. That's very catchy, too.
Mm-hmm.
Where the water came up with that? So what do you, like, channel that? Is that you feel it and then it just comes out as you're listening?
That's what it... I have to say that the kind of singing that wants to come through with the chants is really... it's a different voice than what I, you know, sing with on stage. It feels... Mm-hmm. Maybe I should connect the stage one a little more to that one. But... it's sometimes it feels really old and ancient. Yeah, the chants that's just been something that's come through for a long time. And, you know, you can journey. There's all kinds of ways to find chants. I mean, nature, you can start to listen to the wind or to the rhythms. But you can specifically journey for power songs. You can ask the elements to teach you power songs. And, you know, for some people it might not be a song or a vocalization. For some people it might be a dance. For some people it could be, you know, everything all together for a different moment. But through the years I've asked for different chants for, say there's a tragedy that's occurring in the world and I want to bring my prayers there. You know, you're feeling really helpless.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel as helpless with that. With the opportunity to offer this chant and this prayer and to connect that way, to connect my heart that way to the circumstance or the place. So, they happen organically and for everybody they can happen. I mean, you know, when you're rocking a baby, the songs come through, right? Whether it's through your body movement or your voice or...
That's so true.
Actually, I wrote a lot of songs when I was nursing my my baby. Well, they were coming out because, you know, you don't know what else to do. It takes a long time to try to put the baby to sleep, and then the songs come out naturally.
But vibration, sound vibration is really brings healing to the body, too. Just want to say we've been doing a lot of chanting in our other class.
That's
the
awesome.
I am,
I was,
just different things. It's toning. So anyway.
That's great. No, I'm glad you said that because, you know, one thing that I really love about the kind of things that I've learned from you guys in the class that I did with you and also in things that Christina has just told me, you know, when I needed help, is working with the elements, working with the earth, working with the animal spirits and noticing what you're seeing, and there's just so much more to learn. But clearly, working, like listening to nature and then having some kind of ritual that you're doing is so healing to that elemental part of us. Chris, you taught me a really cool thing to do with blowing things into a stick, blowing all
Sherry
your
does
like,
that too.
Issues.
Yes,
we like to blow on the sticks up here.
We
do.
We like to blow on sticks and stones and leaves and pine cones because you blow that energy that you want to transmute to white light, and Mother Earth takes that and does it for us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or the fire. Or
the fire, right.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, it takes you... I was just thinking the other day of how many rituals I did when I was younger that involved, and this can be very beautiful, but that involved writing, you know, writing lists of things I wanted to release or, you know, what I wanted to manifest. And that can be very powerful to be clear with your intent. And yet there's something about being able to simply start to blow it into a stick or into a stone or whichever, you know, or into the quinto leaves if you're doing a prayer bundle or a despacho, that takes you out of the realm of the mind and it just starts to open. And, you know, all kinds of little doorways open from deep in the depths and the crevices of your, you know, body's energy that might get lost in translation if you're trying to find the words to express it. So it can be a really powerful experience to just be connecting the breath to the body and the intent, and you don't even know what you're blowing in after a while because as soon as you've blown it in, it's released into that stick, you know, and then you take the stick to the fire, to the water.
Oh.
Which Claudia
or bury it
done.
In a tree.
Exactly, a lot of different things.
Well, that's what you had to, you encouraged me to do, Christine, and that really helped. And then hugging the tree was also very powerful for me. Seriously, I'm a tree hugger from way back, but that always felt so good to me to just connect with the power. And also, I remember you saying that about the trees before, Christine, that, like, they're connected to the underworld with the roots. Then, so that's basically, is that the past, then they're in the present, and then the future? Is that what the three parts are? How is it?
Well, it's the underworld, the lower world, where the roots, you know, into the mother. And then the trunk represents our world. And then the middle world, right? And then the branches go into the upper world, spirit. So a tree is very powerful, ancestral, very ancestral.
And it's, you know, nowadays it's like in the neighborhood that Christine and I live in, unfortunately, a lot of trees were chopped down in the past several months, and for the view of many people, to enhance the view of the lake, which is a beautiful lake, but you could really feel the energy of the
the trees that came down. But these things are happening, you know, these things are happening all over. People are changing land. They're cutting down trees. Now, what do you suggest for people to do when they see stuff like that, when they see things that make them feel sad for the earth or stuff has been done without a lot of respect for the earth? What do you guys, what would you suggest that people could do energetically or even
emotionally?
Well,
you send as much love. It's better to send good vibes to something instead of embracing the sadness.
Right.
I don't know. You know, Sherry, what do you think? It's more of an honoring that that tree hopefully will be made into something beautiful. And, you know, I feel the sadness when something happens to Mother Earth that is just, you know, unnatural, that it's whatever reason. But if you don't want to join in that mindset of anger that just feeds
right.
it, you rather feed love to it so that others will not do the same that unjust, of course, I'm getting a little bit, that not being good to the mother.
Right, like a separation from the mother. It's like you don't
want to encourage
more of that feeling.
You have that anger feeling, and then it just sends these waves of anger out, and it's better to send love and compassion. And I know that sounds sometimes very difficult to do, but as long as you don't feed the anger, you can be in it for a moment and just say, you know, to the spirit world, to the angels, please help us. We kind of know not what we do, you know, and that's a saying that, you know, I guess it's biblical. So,
And perhaps the anger comes from a place within us that does know, like that there is, we have the ability to open to the consciousness of what is right action in relationship with the mother. And, you know, do we accept our role as stewards of the earth or not? And we really, the anger rises when we find that, you know, as a community, we've chosen to turn our back to what we know is the truth. So there are times that anger can motivate us forward into right action, but it's about anger for anger's sake. When I hear Christine express the choice, the conscious choice for sending love and healing, that is exactly the medicine that brings that anger to honor and transmutes it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because you do get angry, you get sad. I mean, that we're really told, you know, don't watch TV, don't feed into this fear, that some of it is, you know, I just walk away and go into prayer for it.
Well, I mean, I think now you're touching upon
offering. Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's okay. I mean, I think what Christine was touching upon was an even bigger thing of what can make us upset, which is watching the news on television. At times that can really bring up your feelings of like powerlessness or anger at like the injustices that are going on in the world. There's war, there's people are getting hurt, children are getting, you know, people, in any kind of people getting hurt, or animals or land. It's it can be very distressing. I just kind of turn it off. I don't watch anything, but maybe I'm a little too naive. I don't watch any news or any television. I prefer to be blissfully unaware. Now, I'm not sure if that's so blissful because I still feel the energies that are happening. And sometimes,
So, you know, this is an interesting thing. So at the end of the show, and for everyone who's listening, we can all say a wonderful prayer to the world, to the land, to the people, and be in that community space to say, sending out healing. And the more people that do that, being conscious of it, the more we do it, the better it will become. We're on the line. I think we're going upward here, you know. The feminine, that the energy is shifting. And we have to, part of that is being with the heart, with the love. And sometimes it's not so easy. But that's what we're, you know, that's part of the world. That's part of life.
No, it's, you know, it's not always easy, but I don't know. I've been coming to an understanding of it recently and actually watching, you know how it happens, like you come upon some information, then it's echoed in your friends and other people bringing it in at the same time. And so the thing has been really honoring where you're at. I was listening to a Matt Kahn video, and he was talking about, you know, there's times when we're spiritual, we're trying to act like we're all spiritual, I'm fine with this. Oh, I'm so spiritual that I'm not even all for toots by this person. They're not getting me upset. When in reality, your eye is twitching and your face is grimacing. You know, you can't pretend that you're okay with something sometimes, you know. Some people really do piss us off. So the thing is what you got to honor where you're at. Say, I'm pissed off right now. I'm sad or I'm angry. So that it's, then you're in alignment, because I think
Yeah, and you need to hear your voice. You know, your voice needs to be heard.
I think you need to be heard. Am I taking up too much space?
No. I'm saying your voice needs to be heard. You know, if something's bothering you, I'm
just kidding.
Just gonna let that go, and not at all.
You're getting used. We're getting used to working together. It's okay. You know, take up as much space as you need. Interrupt me. I'm just fine with it. Really.
No, that's fine. You know,
I'm from New York City. You know. Yeah. Hello.
Okay, now we're all silent.
So here's the
idea.
I heard
Sherry
you
Parsley.
You were speaking about Sherry Parsley with the deal. I heard you were speaking about energy vortexes on the planet before.
Yes.
So what happens if, and, you know, I say, and it's the truth, I lose the plot all the time. It's just getting easier to find my way back home and to clarity and to balance. And so if we each accept responsibility for the light that we are and for the power that we each have come onto the planet with as vortexes, and I say that with complete humility, I truly do, because, you know, I was lost in that worthiness journey for a long time, and I still battle with that demon. But the truth is that if we don't accept the gifts that we've been given, and that are an aspect of the uniqueness that each of us walks with, then we're not honoring life itself. And so what if we each are vortexes on this planet, and the places that we move, like the ley lines, the places that we move, we bring energy and light to those places, just like Christine said, what kind of energy do we want to feed this life force with? How do we want to be in relationship with this sacred walk? And, you know, when we accept that responsibility, and we know, I used to go out and be a really active protester and, you know, do all kinds of marches and this and that when I was much younger. And it just, And I honor people for standing up for what they believe in. But for me, it wasn't feeling like the most effective way to use my energy anymore. And it's not better than or less than, it's just where I was, what I grew into. And for me to sit down with Christine and do a prayer bundle together feels so very powerful. Or to shift those thoughts and, you know, say, how can we hold space for this to open and to grow and to evolve, for the darkness to evolve here to a place where it can be met by light and transmuted?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's a brilliant seg to come back from where we were talking about. We were sort of getting lost in talking with each other, and also being, you know, I'm supposed to be the grounded one holding the fort here, so let me, you know, I'm the little coyote energy tonight. But I love that idea of us being the vortexes, Sherry, and and also really being able to, like, knowing how energetically powerful we are. And really holding that space and knowing what we want to be putting out there into our environment. And we are so powerful. I mean, this is what I've noticed lately, is just how fast things are happening. I mean, you have a thought. It's instant. It's more and more into the fifth dimension, I feel. Many people say the Earth is already in the fourth dimension. And that we're moving into the fifth, and we have to let go of these, whatever is holding us back. I feel like this is just where I've been at, is trying to let go of the stuff so I can remember the oneness that I have with everyone. And even in moments of feeling like frustrated with other people, I have to keep my center and keep loving. Keep loving people and realizing their reflection. If there's something in another person that's bothering me, it's usually like a mirror for me so that I can see myself better. Because we are all one, just like we're connected with the earth and all the elements, we're connected with each other. And so I like that idea. So we could be the vortexes that are kind of focusing the energy and bringing it up in this area, even right now as we speak. I would imagine that could hold true. So that is brilliant. You know, can I just say, in terms of the time, look at this, Christine and Sherry, it's already 10:37. How could we, it goes so fast, you know, and we said we were going to do a 2-hour show. So, I just want to keep that in mind. We have quite a few people that have called.
I'm
going
to step back.
You're going to step back? All right, then.
I'm going to step back and listen to you two lovely ladies while I tuck my family into bed.
Okay, my love. Well, thank you so much, Sherry Parslow, for joining us. LuminousEnergyMedicine.com, or is it .net?
.net.
.net, LuminousEnergyMedicine.net, and the beautiful voice, Matthew Bueno, made some compliments on your voice from the chat, just to let you know.
Aww.
People were saying you sounded beautiful. So thank you for spending time with us, and we look forward to having you on another show with us in the very near future, my dear.
I thank you, and I'm so deeply honored to be received, and I love you both.
Love you.
And can't wait to hear what you have to say.
We love you, too. Okay, great. Okay, we will talk to you soon. Thanks for staying with us, but we'll mute you now. Much love, my dear. Okay.
Bye, honey.
Bye. Oh, that was so sweet.
It was perfect. Oh,
it's nice to get together with her. I haven't seen her in so long now.
Mm-hmm.
We've hung out. So I know you said you wanted to do a little thing. Maybe we could do some kind of ritual, some kind of blessing at the end of the show, but I was wondering if we wanted to take another call, because we do have a few people with their hands up.
Oh, yeah, I keep feeling that there's someone out there that really needs to, and I was going to say that before, I was like, there's
someone out there we need to talk to.
Okay.
Well,
do you have
somebody.
Any? Look, I'll just tell you, these are the three numbers that are coming.
Oh, boy.
There's a 518-644 number.
Oh, that's the that's who I knew. It's Annabella.
Okay, should we take her? That's Annabella?
Hey, heck yeah.
Check it out, girl.
I could
feel
her.
Is this Annabella? You're live on the C.J. Miller Show.
Can you hear me?
We can.
I'm like, Annabella's there. I just feel her. I just know she's there.
Well, let me tell you, I just am in awe of the both of you, Chris and Claudia and Sherry, my favorite people in the whole wide world, I'll tell you that much. And I just think this last thing about all of us being a vortex just blew my mind.
I know, Sherry got it.
Oh, she she is on target with that. And wouldn't it be a wonderful world if we embraced all of our gifts and held no fear and just jumped in and did it? It would be awesome. It would be so awesome. But, you know, we'll get there. I believe the shift that's going to come, and we're going to be shifting a lot. And I think that we will get there. The world, the human race, it won't be the same as we know it now.
Mm. And we have to say, Annabella is another shaman. She is the Anne that I talked about the first time you had me on. This is the Anne that, you know, took me to the mountain.
Oh, this is the Anne that you were talking about in the show that we did. I didn't even realize that. And I know you, Annabella, because I've met you at Sherry's
Italian.
House.
Italian.
Annabella, ciao.
Ciao, come stai?
Io sto molto bene, grazie. E tu?
Sento, come stai bene, sì.
Bene, bellissima. Oh, well, I can't continue to do it because then I'll mess up, and I want to sound good in my Italian. We'll have to do that another time. But you,
the
Annabella
Italian
is
show.
Also, yeah, the Italian, the Italiani. So
Italian.
Annabella is a beautiful shaman, a female shaman also of the area, but she lives up in the vortex of the wonderful
Lake George.
In Bolton Landing. So
yes, Bolton Landing, yep.
Mm-hmm.
And it was out of her window that I saw my magic red star.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that was her house.
Place.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So
the magic red star that told her.
I believe there's a vortex on this land because it vibrates like mad. It's constantly vibrating. So either that or it's just a result from the vortex in Lake George, you know, it comes out, but there's definitely high energy in this area. But
that's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Keep going.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to say. So, what? You don't sound like you're originally from here. What is there something that drew you to this? This general area of New York, Annabella, as a healer or as a person?
No. What drew me to this area of New York was my husband's job.
Oh.
And I used to live in Clifton Park. But we built this house, and it was going to be a summer home, and now it's a full-time home, except for the winter. But anyway, so I live here in Bolton Landing full time now.
But you originated where? Where were you born? Well,
I was born in the Bronx.
I was going to say you sound like a New York City girl. Come on.
I wish I did.
Like, really? Clifton Park?
I can't get
Clifton Park? You from there?
I was just down visiting relatives, and I'll tell you, I can get into that Bronx accent so quickly within seconds.
I can hear it a little
bit.
I bring it back. It's nice.
I do. But it's nice to visit, but it's always nice to come back to the beautiful mountains and trees and lakes and talking about a connection with them. I have this tremendous connection with Pachamama, with Mother Earth, and the trees and everything. Just everything about it is just calls to me. And we have here, we have hawks that come and visit. We have ravens that come and visit. We have hummingbirds all around us. It's amazing.
Eagles.
We have eagles. We have serpents.
Nice.
These are all archetypes of that we are connected with. We have all that here. And I cannot even explain to you how connected I am to this area. It's a beautiful, it just vibrates. It absolutely vibrates with, and it vibrates with love. It really does. And we're not separate from it. We're just part of it. And they're part, the animals and the rocks. And we have faces. We have rocks that have faces here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's wild. Mm. It's amazing. Cool. It's amazing. So it's a beautiful space up here. And
yes,
and
you've had beautiful people there too. She's had wonderful guests.
Oh, we had a great workshop. We had a couple. Yeah, Chris.
Mm-hmm. Been to all of them.
Yeah, I know you have. And it's so good to have you here, because if you hadn't, there would have been something missing, really.
Mm.
And this past, we had a workshop, a wonderful workshop with another shaman, and it was, I don't know, all I can say, it was awesome.
Mm.
It was just really mind-blowing. Would you have said that? I don't know. it made us shed a lot of our fears and you know, old thinking, like we were talking, you guys were talking about old thinking, and it showed us that, you know, we really, love is the answer, you know, and loving ourselves is the primary thing we have to do.
Exactly.
You know, and the next thing I think is forgiveness, because once you can love ourselves, and then you can love another person, you can understand, you know, you can forgive with all the crap sometimes that we get anger, right? You talked about that sometimes people piss us off, and it's the human way, you know, but you look and you, I have these discussions with, I go into the, what I do is I go into my bathroom and I close the door and I walk around. I think, okay, Annabella, why are you mad? What's going on with you? Because it really is all about yourself when you're angry.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
how does this make you feel? Why? Okay, so let's get to the bottom of this. Okay, it makes you feel, you know, unimportant, let's say. So why does it make, what happened when you felt unimportant? Anyway, you break it down and you break it down and, you know, and then you find the space to forgive. Now, this other person who has done something, that, whatever made you angry, you know, why they did what they did, we don't know why they did it, you know. And so somehow we have to turn it around and say, okay, well, that person is doing her thing or his thing, whatever, and we can only change it within ourselves. They have to change themselves, you know? And we can only give them love. That's all we can do. We can just, in our own way. I'm not saying to, you know, if you're really mad at them, you know, we can figure out why we're mad. Say, okay, I forgive you. But, you know, don't do that again. You know what I mean?
Boundaries. Boundaries.
Yeah. And that's when you can be a warrior. You know, you can say, you know, this doesn't work for me, and I love you anyway, but, you know, please don't do that again, you know. But anyway,
right.
It's all about, you know, that. Yes.
Balance.
balance.
I like the way you broke it down. Yeah, and I like the way you broke it down for people, because I think sometimes when you're in the middle of a feeling, Annabella, it's hard to break it down and to even understand what you're feeling. You know, a mixture of anger and sadness. And
crying or whatever, however we emotionally respond to something like that, you know. And you really have to, I know that I cannot respond until I settle within my head what the problem is and how can I respond this instead of an attacking way, you know, in a more loving way, in a more reasonable, I feel this because, but all I know is that it works for me. And sometimes it takes me a couple of days before I can really grasp onto why I'm feeling this way.
Right.
Because we're human and have free will, and again, that's, you said it beautifully.
And it's a beautiful thing that we have free will. I mean, imagine if we didn't.
Right.
You know?
We all have different, we bring in all different things into who we are, and that's what makes us unique. And sometimes we don't resonate with that other person. You're just vibrating differently.
Yeah, and that's fine. It's fine.
Right, but this...
Yeah. You just don't get in my face, okay? Just don't get in my face.
Right.
Stay away from me.
I was just
talking about that before. It's funny, Annabella, because before the show, Chris pulled a card, and it was a crystal card. It was rose quartz, and it was about people that are very sensitive might feel a need to protect and... Something like that. But
I pulled the card for the show.
And it was perfect because, a lot of times I will avoid people that are difficult for me energetically to be around. But we can't always hide away and avoid people that are bothering. You know, we have to be able to be amongst everyone for all one, and I think that the thing is sometimes you don't feel like you can't go from like feeling, oh, I'm so angry with this person, to love you, brother, love you, sister.
No.
I mean, maybe we can't go directly there, but you could go in like even Abraham Hicks talks about, you know, the emotional, the steps that you could take. You can go from anger to frustration, or you can name it. You could say, I don't like it when you do this, or I think it's important to be real, and this is what I'm learning more and more, is not to have to hide the parts of me that are vulnerable, you know, or, right? To just be able to be like, this is how I'm feeling right now. And, you know, it's like accepting yourself more.
Exactly. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with how we are. I mean, there is nothing, you know, you don't want to judge, you know, you can't judge. You just, you know, I mean, it's not an easy thing. Nobody's saying it's an easy thing. I mean, my goodness, really. When I first understood this, I thought, holy, what? You know, like, how do you do that? Like, oh, my God. Right, Chris?
Yeah, it's like, what?
What, you know?
How do I love someone I'm really not happy with?
Yeah, how do you do that?
How do you shift that energy?
Yeah. Exactly. And so it's just being present, being in the moment, not going in the past and thinking, well, he did this and he did not.
Oh, the past, yeah. It's like
letting go.
The same chapter over and over again. Get to the next one.
Right, exactly. Exactly, you know. But anyway... So that's my little contribution because, I mean, I've heard everything, and it's just, I love this show.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's really good. I'm really impressed, Claudia. This is really wonderful that you do this and you bring people together like this. And, you know, everyone, and we all share the same heart. you know, mm-hmm. and how we feel within our heart. It's different modalities or different ways, but it's all the same. We're all, like you say, we're all connected. You know.
Mm-hmm. It's so nice to have you come on, and you came on again. Another person who I just sent a message to just before the show. Saying, oh, if you could come on the show, that would be great. And here you are, and Sherry came on. And
I was like, I could feel you out there, Anne. I was like, I could feel you. I kept saying, there's somebody out there we need to talk to. There's somebody out there that needs to see
you. I was waiting patiently.
Yes.
And Sherry is still listening to the show, even though she's not mic'd in. There's another 518 number that's calling.
Mm.
I have to say that it's 5183. Well, we are going to end the show pretty soon. Do you want to stay on?
I'm looking.
Okay, great. Stay on with us, my dear.
I'm looking at the clock, so go ahead.
Oh, well, thank you.
It was nice. Thank you for the honor. And
okay.
I love
it. Well, we'll be doing this again.
I know you will.
Yes,
and
we will.
You know, you brought, when I picked the card earlier, you actually brought that into, now I understand the card, what it was saying. Mm-hmm. You know, rose quartz, it's about dissolving fear. And it encourages us to live our sensitivity with openness and honor. Our energy field then radiates these qualities without any compromise.
I love it.
Ooh.
Don't you love that?
Nice.
It's
beautiful.
Very feminine. Rose quartz is a very feminine crystal.
I have a rose quartz heart right in front of me right as we speak.
Oh,
I love
go.
The rose quartz.
All
I think of Mother Mary, the rose quartz. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Beautiful.
So perfect for the call. Thank you, Anne.
Thank you for being with us, Annabella, and we'll see you. We'll talk to you again,
And
my
I
dear.
Have been talking to you in dreamland, just not, you know, via
okay.
the
I
phone.
Know.
Because,
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll be talking to you and Sherry.
Yes. And Joanne.
We'll have to have everybody on, the shaman of Saratoga. All right.
All right. You have a lovely evening. Thank you.
Okay, much love to you. We
love
you. Bye, sweetheart.
Bye.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thanks for calling, Annabella. Ciao.
You're welcome.
Ciao. Ciao, Bella.
Oh.
Ciao. All right. That was so cool. Wow.
Another 518?
So, there is another 518, but they don't have their hand raised. They're 518-391.
I know who that is. It's because it's the, hi, Kendra.
Does she want to come
on? She has to listen on the phone. No, she's not near, not with the computer.
We have a couple people.
But I'm sending her love.
We love you, Kendra.
That's
you're listening.
Hi, Kendra.
Oh. We also have a 780 that has her hand raised, but we might have to wait because we do have to end the show. And we have to
I know,
have
it's
little
3 minutes to
closure.
11.
I know. It's not like we're going to get cut off because we have a three-hour. I always do the three-hour time. But anybody listening, people have been dropping off like flies. They've been going to bed. They're like, I'm going to bed. So I don't know how many people are
those
still
New
with
York
us.
Those New York talkers.
I know. And the West Coast people are dropping like flies. Matthew says goodbye. But we love
him.
And who else? Who else is still with us? We do have a few people here in the chat. Thank you for staying with us and listening to our show. And I just want to bring it back into the universal. I mean, here we are talking about Saratoga. And first of all, I just want to say, look how lucky we are to be surrounded by these cool people here. I mean, we could have a show dedicated to the shamans of Saratoga, of which there's like six or seven of them. There's not a shortage here. I mean, compared to all the spiritual people, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because there's not a ton of people that are like us. I'm sure there's more. And we're calling out to them. We're wanting to join together with them. And also, I feel that people are changing now. Even if people aren't maybe as out there as we are, even people who would call themselves Catholic, for instance, they might want to change their ways of being. I've even heard that some people are ready to drop their faiths like hot potatoes because they want something different. They want something that's more connected to the earth. They want something that's maybe outside of a church. You know, for me, this is my spirituality. This is like my religion. I've always felt connected to the earth. I just didn't know that shamanism was really the way for me, but I keep being connected with shamans everywhere I go. So now it's become something that I really want to study more of. And I'm so lucky that you and I are friends now, Christine, and
mm-hmm.
and I look forward to sharing more of this information on the show. But I just want to say, for everybody who has stuck around and listened to the show this long, I know it's people who everybody has a connection to the earth, whether you're a tree hugger or not. You cannot deny your connection to
mm-hmm.
the earth. It is our mother. And everybody, I think, can feel the energies that come from the earth, you know, whether they be through the weather or even when, you know, people can kind of say, oh, it's coming to the full moon or something's changing. Everybody has a sensitivity, whether they're psychic or not,
mm-hmm.
About the energies. And at a time like this, when I do believe that energies are running high and people's stuff is coming up, it's good to have a way for them to calm down, to reconnect. And if we could, before we end the show, maybe Christine, we could just have a little way of bringing it to a close in a sort of a ritual way, bringing everybody's thoughts and focus into one. And what was it before that you were going to suggest
I wanted to send love to the community and as it resonates out. But if it's okay, I want to read something that kind of wraps everything up.
Mm-hmm.
And this is about, I picked another crystal, and it's about Soul Dream. And it says, our entire mm-hmm. being resonates with our song that is carried on waves out into the universe. We sense that the cosmos is listening to our soul song. The cosmos sings back to us. Through this, we know that we are ready to step into living our soul dream here and now, and that the universe will support us.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that just wrapped up everything. Sherry's song, our waves, the Star Brothers and Sisters, and knowing that we are supported by the universe and by our wonderful, again, brothers and sisters that all resonate through us all. And with that, we can say thank you, Mother Earth. Thank you, Father Sky, Grandmother Moon, the sun, the stars, our brothers and sisters, the unknown and the known. And keep our earth, our mother, breathing with us and remembering her soul song so that we can beat our heart as one with hers and the universe.
Mm-hmm.
So love to all.
Aho.
Aho.
Can I say that? I am totally there with you. And that's beautiful. That feels really good to me, to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this is so, the cool thing about this show and my opportunity to be able to, you know, for us to be able to be on N5D Radio like this, I'm just so thankful to Greg Prescott, whose channel this is, for giving me a chance to start off with the C.J. Miller Show and what it's blossomed into and what we're creating right now in this moment. The show about Saratoga, which is just an example of one of the many communities that's coming together all over the globe, people of like mind and like heart coming together to share in this beautiful love and oneness energy. And we are supported by Pachamama, by Mother Earth. And just like Sherry, one of our guests, said tonight, as we all have our different songs, our different voices to bring to the table, and our different ways in which we're able to help. You know, we're drawn to certain places, and we radiate our energy. And I just want to remind everyone to look to their higher heart and to remember that we are all one, and everybody wants to hear your voice, and it's important to stand up and sing your song and speak your truth and be a light for everyone. And it's an honor to be able to do that here, and I'm so grateful to the community that we're gathering and that we're connecting with all the time. And I'm so grateful to you, Christine, to come together with me and do this show and hold this space with me. So,
oh, thank you.
Much love for you.
It's amazing. Much love to you, too, and to all those wonderful listeners and family. And
yeah.
Oh, so thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for Matthew Bueno coming
I know,
on the
like
show.
Matthew.
Yes. Matthew Bueno is going to be on my show next week. And then the week after that, let's check this out before we end. I want to see about the timing because I know Franco coming back on the show in September. So let's you and I pick our next show, if we could do that. Before we end tonight, so next week is going to be the 26th, and that is when Matthew's coming on
mm-hmm.
the show. Then the following week, I don't have a show. It'll be September 2nd. So I would say we could do this show again in 2 weeks, if that works for you.
That would be fun, and Sherry
okay.
and Annabella, and we'll get other...
other healers,
you know, just
workers, yep. light workers to come on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this will be a place for, you know, people to talk about what's going on also in their areas and call in and share that because
we're
connecting
call-ins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we'll take some more of your calls next time. Maybe we'll talk a little bit less. Or we could try to do maybe some kind of a meditation, a guided meditation with people. You know, we have, or do some singing. Wasn't that cool with the rattle and the singing tonight?
Yeah.
I just love that. Thank you. Thank you to Sherry Parslow for her beautiful song and singing the song of the healing waters of Saratoga.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for Annabella for coming on our show and sharing her wonderful way of getting to the heart of it and transcending difficult feelings. And thank you to Matthew Bueno for coming on and sharing about the beautiful shamanic practices of his area and working with the Indians, Native Americans, and which is slightly different from the kind of shamanic work that you do, which Christine and Sherry, which is based in the South American traditions. But we'll be bringing more of that to you since we have shamans coming here all the time from South America.
Mm-hmm. And there's definitely
there's
a common thread through all the medicine workers.
Of course.
Yeah, so it's cool to bring the condor and eagle together.
Yeah, exactly.
North
and
America
that is
South America, yep.
You know, there's not enough time for us to talk about everything. We'll talk about that some more next time.
Yes,
but if people want
to
look into the archives, because there's a story that involves how the shamans from South America
mm-hmm.
brought the information up here. And we talked
mm-hmm.
about that in the show where I interviewed you, Christine,
mm-hmm.
Christine Northrup, shaman of Saratoga, and that is in the archives. You can access that by going to my website, wholeearthhealing.com, and check out Christine's website, shamansaratoga.com. And in the meantime, if you would like to get in touch with us, you can friend us on Facebook or send us a message on Facebook. And down below in the credits to the show, I have some other links for people to get in touch with if they want it. Please keep the letters coming. We'd love to know you're there. We feel so much love for you in oneness, in love, and in great feelings for dream time tonight or wherever you're at around the globe, whether you're starting your day or ending your day. Just remember that you are the light of the world and keep on shining. So thanks so much for being
Beautiful.
With us.
Good night, sweetie.
And, okay, good night, Christine. Much love to you. Thanks for being here.
Love.
And much love to everyone. Good night,
mm-hmm.
everybody.
Good night. Bye.
Good night. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, my dear. All right, everyone, I'm going to end with my friend Matthew Cosell. I'm going to play some of his music. This is Sound Healing, Matthew Cosell Grace. Good night, everybody.